The air was thick at Catapult Studios in Bywater on September 1st. There were industrial-sized fans blowing, people sitting in large circles, sometimes singing, sometimes playing music, but always telling stories. The event was called Stories of Survival, and we talked with two of the folks who are behind the scenes, making this environment available to all.
Hi, my name's Joysha. I am a member of Another Gulf is Possible Collaborative and a strategist for Story Shift, which is a project out of Working Films.
My name is Fernando Lopez, and I'm a collaborator with Another Gulf is Possible and a photographer in New Orleans.
Joysha Dutta and Fernando Lopez, both a part of Another Gulf is Possible, know how important narratives and collaboration are. So we asked them how all of these different organizations and pieces work together to put on events like Stories of Survival.
So, I mean, I think it connects to the Story Shift project, which Stories of Survival is a part of and kind of the biggest initiative to date coming out of the project. And Story Shift itself is rooted in certain geographies, and those are all geographies that are part of the project. So in each place, we're hopefully trying to build some connectivity and structures for longer term, you know, survival, so that we have, next time a disaster comes, we're able to take care of each other in a way that's a little bit better than the time before. So we're kind of using art and culture as a catalyst for starting to build some of that network and connectivity and infrastructure.
If we don't create these spaces for people to tell their own stories and create their own narratives, shape their own narratives, there's no way, people are going to know about what's going on the ground. In terms of creating the space and also being able to record that and document it is also important for future reference. I mean, it's trying to connect everything, the art aspect of it, and then the cultural part and the spiritual part and the documentation of our own stories as a way of survival.
Echoing what both Joysha and Fernando said, it's not a matter of if another disaster will occur, but when. And although support comes in waves, those waves can get smaller and less impactful as time passes, even though the need for help is still really high. That's where storytelling and community really come in.
For us, as kind of grassroots folks who are advocating for those who continue to be in recovery 13 years later, people who haven't been able to come back home, for us to support the amplification of those stories, which we're not seeing happen even as much as a lot of us grassroots folks, artists, you know, storytellers have been trying to bring those stories. You know, this is, I think, another attempt at that, as well as an attempt to try to resource community artists, like people who are in community day in and day out and do the work of documentation and storytelling for our communities. So that's another big kind of attempt here, is to do that work of modeling who are the people who are trusted by our community to tell the story of our community.
The trusted voices on September 1st were the voices of the community, who told stories through the form of song, dance, paintings, and not only community interaction, but community togetherness. Stories of Survival is heading to Puerto Rico on September 17th to hear more people tell their own stories. But even though the event has left New Orleans, the words and actions of those who want to help are still here. For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.